The rest of the story. London, England. Stephen Wiltshire was only 3. When his mother told him the terrible news that his father, Calvin, was never coming home again, he had been killed in a motorcycle accident. Steve's mother, Geneva, was not sure how much of this her little boy understood, but it was important, she reasoned, to be as honest as she could. Steve had always been a quiet child, but now, in the wake of his father's death, the silence was obtrusive. Mother and older sister Annette did all they could to cajole the youngster. Why wouldn't he talk to them, they pleaded. Didn't he love them, they pleaded. But the more they begged for Steve's attention, the more withdrawn the child became. And when he did express himself, it was suddenly, and it was explosively, in a tantrum, with no warning of its approach. Stephen Wiltshire was not yet 5. When doctors discovered what was really the matter with him, he was autistic. He was autistic. His brain would always be younger than his years. He would never be able to live on his own. He would require special education even to get by in the most rudimentary way. The Queen's Mill School was recommended, a fine institution for children with complex needs, so Geneva Wiltshire took her little boy there. More often than not in such cases, the autistic child is placed in a group with other autistic children. But Lorraine Cole, headmistress at Queen's Mill, decided to put Steve in a class with relatively normal youngsters. And what came of that is the rest of the story. For when the group was given pencils and paper one day and told that they were to draw something, little Steve drew everything. His teacher, the classmates, the classroom. He drew his view from the classroom window. It was not long thereafter that Stephen Wiltshire also started talking. And as far as educators at Queen's Mill were concerned, his interest in art was mostly responsible for his otherwise progress. When Steve's class went on a field trip to visit St. Paul's Cathedral, he would draw the building and perfectly proportioned. In fact, Steve's teachers soon learned that the child could draw anything that he had ever seen from memory, and precisely, and incredibly, without even looking at the paper while he was drawing. Stephen Wiltshire is 17 now. His mental age is 10. He loves to watch cars, but he cannot even cross the street without help. One of his favorite books is a collection of art entitled Floating Cities. It's the 3rd published collection of the artist's work. And earlier this year, Floating Cities was number 1 on the London Times bestseller list. Stephen Wiltshire is particularly fond of that book because of the artwork in it. It's his own artwork. It's his own artwork in that best-selling book. Once upon a time, there was a quiet little boy in London, England, who became a renowned and respected artist. And a collection of his artwork will be published in the United States early next year. So you'll want to remember the name Stephen Wiltshire. And you'll want to remember the rest of the story.